From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah public health officials said earlier today they would issue a major disaster declaration due to the coronavirus pandemic by the end of today. But now that's been pushed to tomorrow. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more on what that declaration means.
Utah has been under a state of emergency since March 6th, but a major disaster declaration opens the state up for even more federal money and resources to fight COVID-19. The state's Unified Command of Emergency Leaders has been elevated to the highest level, says Utah's Commissioner of Public Safety, Jess Anderson.
Level one means that we now have the ability to draw upon state resources, but as well as federal resources.
Representatives from the Utah National Guard and the Federal Emergency Management Agency are now involved in day-to-day operations. They're working to get more personal protective equipment, like masks and gloves, to healthcare workers and first responders. Anderson says they have gotten some from a national stockpile, but it isn't enough. Governor Gary Herbert says the state has about 27,000 masks, but it needs 2 to 3 million.
The hospitals are stepping up, seeing if they can help bring material that we can create some of the PPEs with in a recycled fashion. So we're looking to be innovative.
Herbert says there's a nationwide shortage, and he's been talking to the vice president about how to get the state more equipment. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
All 13 health districts in Utah have now reported at least one confirmed case of COVID-19. And as of today, the state has seen 887 positive cases. State officials also raised the bar for the number of people they want to be able to test each day to 7,000. Here's state epidemiologist Angela Dunn.
Our goal is to make sure that everybody who needs to be tested for COVID-19 has the ability to be tested. And that includes people who have symptoms consistent with COVID-19 without any potential exposure.
Five people in Utah have now died due to coronavirus, the most recent being a woman under the age of 60 who lived in a long-term care facility. New research at the University of Utah will look at the role mucus could be playing in spreading the novel coronavirus. Biomedical engineers at the university will focus on super spreaders, or people who may infect others more often. Researchers will use synthetic mucus and test it with non-hazardous coronavirus in order to identify who may be most vulnerable and develop more effective quarantine measures. The university is also studying how the virus reacts in certain temperatures and humidity. The Environmental Protection Agency will not be enforcing many regulations on oil refineries and coal plants during the COVID-19 pandemic. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Some of the nation's top polluters are now running on the honor system. The Environmental Protection Agency expects them not to break any laws, but it also isn't requiring them to send in compliance and monitoring data. This data essentially tells us whether or not oil refineries or coal plants are pumping out too much pollution. John Walk is with the Environmental Protection Group, Natural Resources Defense Council.
Our concern is that by granting amnesty from compliance monitoring and reporting nationwide, that you're giving license to unlawful and excessive pollution limits without regulators or the public knowing about them.
The EPA's move comes a little more than a week after an oil industry group wrote a letter to the agency. It requested that the agency waive routine reporting and testing requirements during the pandemic because it says plants and refineries may not have the staffing available to complete checklists. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
For the next 30 days, the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food will allow restaurants to resell both raw and prepacked food from their inventory to the public. The effort is part of the state's COVID-19 response, and the department says it will help restaurants remain viable and give consumers another way to get food. Restaurants are required to sell their products by weight, and they must be properly labeled. The final sale of food must be to individual customers, not other businesses, and all production is required to be done in a way that prevents cross-contamination. The Utah Arts Festival will not take place this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Officials announced today it will be postponed until June 2021. In a press release, festival staff cited recommendations from local and national health departments on avoiding mass gatherings, and that just pushing it back until later in the year isn't, quote, as easy as it might seem. Despite the 2020 cancellation, the Utah Arts Festival will announce plans to keep the vibe alive. It just won't be in person. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.